Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Tainis. Up until now, we have been discussing the Anshei Ma'amad who don't go to Yerushalayim, and how they stay home in their home cities, and they gather in the shuls, and they have special tefillos and leaning, etc. Mishnah Dalid shifts to discuss those of the Anshei Ma'amad who actually went to Yerushalayim to observe the Karban Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in general, the people in Yerushalayim would say the same special tefillos and read the same Torah reading as the others, except there are a number of exceptions that our Mishnah talks about. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel, any day that there is halel, but no musaf, so we're talking about like days like Chanukah, ein bo ma'amad b'shachris, then they wouldn't do the special tefillos and the special leining in Shachris, but they would insert those tefillos in Mincha and Ne'ilah. Obviously, there's no Musaf that day, but Mincha and Ne'ilah don't have the Torah reading, but they would have the special tefillos. Karban Musaf, on the days that there is a Karban Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, so now there are four tefillos, right, because it's a Ma'amad, so there's Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Ein bo b'ne'ilah. So that means that they wouldn't do the extra tefillos or laning at any of the tefillos, right? Not even ne'ilah, because ne'ilah is the last one. So if there's no ma'amad in ne'ilah, then kal v'chomer, there wasn't a ma'amad in mincha or musaf or shachars. And all of this is because of the level of busyness of the day. There's a lot of things going on, and so they're too busy. And so they don't do these extra tefillos, which take a lot of time that they don't have. Now, there several times a year, there were certain families that had the ability and the obligation to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash on specific dates for the Mizbeach. And on that day, the day that they brought the wood, they also brought a special karban and made a big celebration. These families had this great privilege because when the second Beis HaMikdash was first built and there was no wood, these families stepped forward. And because they did that, they were given the permanent privilege to donate wood on specific days of the year. There are more details of that coming in Mishnah Hay. But our Mishnah is talking about on a day when a Karban Eitzim was brought. So on one of these days when a family would be donating wood and the special Karban and celebration would be taking place, Ein bo b'mincha. Then the Anshei Ma'amad wouldn't do the extra tefillos at Shachris, and or at Mincha, there's no Musaf on that day, but they would do it at Ne'ilah. Okay, so we have on Hallel, there would be no, when there's Hallel, there would be no Ma'amados, the special tefillos at Shachris. By Musaf, there would be no special tefillos all day, including all the way to Ne'ilah. And if it's Karban Eitzim, they would have no special tefillos in Shachris or Mincha, but they would have it in Ne'ilah. All of that is Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That is Amar Lo Ben Azai. So Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, wait a minute. You know, Kach Hayah Rabbi Yehoshua Shona. This is how Rabbi Yehoshua taught it. Rabbi Yehoshua is the most senior person. He's slightly older. He is the Av Bezdin. And this is how he taught it. It's actually the inverse of what you said. Karban Musaf, Ein Bo B'Mincha. Karban Eitzim, Ein Bo B'Ne'ilah. On a day that there's Musaf, so then there's no Ma'amados in Shachris, Musaf, or Mincha, but they would do it in Ne'ilah. It is the day of the Karban Eitzim when they wouldn't do it at all. Chazar Rabbi Akiva, Leo Sonek Ben Azai. And Rabbi Akiva withdrew, he retracted his position, and accepted the position of Ben Azai, which he quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua.